Follow Paddy Power on Snapchat. The username is ThePaddyPower, and we promise there won't be any boring snaps about gigs, the weather, or the gym.
Hello there, and welcome along to the GAA Postcast. It's crunch time in the Leinster and Munster Hurling Championships, and we've got the first round of the All-Ireland Football Qualifiers, where Tyrone, yes, the mighty Tyrone, have been dumped into the qualifiers, and they have to make the long journey to Park Tailteann in Navan to face Meath. We've also got the rest of the football action this weekend. I'm David Jennings from the Racing Post, and this week we are joined by the man that last week told us this.
Yeah, I'm going to go for a kind of a treble here, guys. So I think Galway on the handicap, I think Dublin on the handicap, and I think there's going to be, I think there's a bet out there for 51.5 points to be scored in the Cork Limerick game. I think it's going to be a high scoring game. Both sets of forwards are very good. So I'd be going in a treble there on that.
Yes, it is indeed Aidan Taggy Fogarty, who told us last weekend that Galway would beat the handicap, Dublin would beat the handicap, and that there would be over 51.5 points in the Cork-Limerick match in Munster. It finished 125 to 28 points. So a treble paying over 6-1 for Aidan Fogarty, ladies and gentlemen. Aidan, how are you going to follow that?
I'm not sure. Let's just say I had a good weekend last weekend.
Yeah, at least we don't need to pay you now because you're making all your money punting. It's fantastic.
That's it. That's what it's all about.
Absolutely. And the man who you're taking the money off, of course, Damien Fitzgerald from our sponsors, Paddy Power. He'll be with us for the duration of the show. And in part two, where it's a hectic football weekend, we'll be joined by former Meath forward, Joe Sheridan. So without further ado, we're going to kick on with this weekend's action. And I suppose that the two main clashes are Kilkenny v Wexford and Tipperary and Clare. We're going to start off in Leinster, Saturday evening, Sky Sports, Nolan Park. It is Kilkenny v Wexford. Damien Fitzgerald, some prices and handicaps, please.
Yeah, Kilkenny are favourites at 4-11, draw at 10-1, and Wexford at 11-4. Handicap betting is Kilkenny minus 4, 11-10. Handicap draw is 12-1. And Wexford plus 4 at 5-6.
Aidan Fogarty, you're a Kilkenny man true and true. But let's be completely honest here. Are you surprised that Kilkenny are so, so short against Wexford?
I'm not surprised, no. If you look at it, the way Kilkenny have been playing, realistically, Dublin should have beaten them in the first round. They played awfully and were very lethargic and tired looking. So I'm not surprised at all. I think Wexford and Kilkenny are on a kind of level par. Albeit this weekend, Wexford are coming in probably the fourth week in a row. The game is in Nolan Park. Kilkenny had a 2-week break. Their injuries are probably clearing up a small bit. So Brian Cody probably has a bigger panel to pick from. So it's looking a bit better for Kilkenny this weekend. But I'm not surprised at them odds at all, no.
Well, you're after proving my point there, Aidan, because my point to you was that are you surprised that Kilkenny are so short, as in the odds are so skimpy for Kilkenny? They're long odds on favourites, and my point to you was, which you actually answered perfectly, was that this is pretty much a 50-50 game, surely?
Yeah, no, I think it is pretty much 50-50 game. I think the three factors that I mentioned there, that it's a home game, Kilkenny have a 2-week break, and probably lads are not carrying knocks anymore, I think that's what's swinging it in Kilkenny's favour. If you look at Wexford last weekend, they were very poor against Galway, albeit Galway seemed to be well ahead of all the pack in Leinster at the minute. They're just in flying form. But Wexford did look a bit lethargic. They looked tired. But I'm just wondering, like with Davy Fitz, he's so cute. Was he targeting this game all along? Like, you know, the Kilkenny Wexford game was always going to be kind of a Leinster semi-final to get into a Leinster final against Galway, if you really look at the stats before it even started. So you'd be wondering what kind of a Wexford team are going to turn up. I still feel that Kilkenny have the beating of Wexford, because before last year they came with a sweeper system, which Kilkenny struggled with, but Kilkenny actually kind of changed their game plan this year and got to grips with it. So I think Kilkenny are well equipped to beat Wexford on Saturday evening.
Damien Fitzgerald, I'm going to put a quote to you. And this came from none other than the great Davy Fitzgerald after last Saturday's drubbing at the hands of Galway. He said that if he was a betting man, he'd have his house on Kilkenny. That he thought Kilkenny would beat his Wexford side. Now, obviously, this is the master of mind games at play here. Was this mind games from Davy, or is he trying to get Aidan's job on this postcast and trying to be a pundit?
Well, it's an attempt at mind games anyway, I suppose. How... How successful it'll be, I don't know. Like, I don't think Brian Cody and Kilkenny are the team you really want to be going up against with mind games. Like, Kilkenny will just go out and do their job. I think the things Taggy was saying there, like, I think home advantage is massive. Like, Nolan Park, like, you can see in the league final this year, Kilkenny bet a tip team easily in Nolan Park. I think Nolan Park is such a massive advantage to Kilkenny. They seem to be, like, 2 or 3 points better there. The other thing is players coming back. They seem to have everyone coming back. They had the week off, and maybe Nigel's cleared up. And Wexford coming in after 4 weeks in a row. They were very poor last week. I know you might say Galway are good, and they are good, but Wexford, that was a very disappointing performance, I thought. And a couple of Wexford's main players, I think, aren't in great form either. The likes of Lee Chin and Conor MacDonald, who'd be like main players for Wexford, that they need to be playing well if they're going to beat the likes of Kilkenny. I don't think they've been hurting well the last while, and they'll need to come back to form if Wexford have a chance here.
And Aidan, this Kilkenny team, you know, obviously they were disappointing against Galway, and I said to you earlier on in the season, maybe they're not as good as people are making out, but if they do get a little bit of momentum together, if they win this game against Wexford, can we start talking about Kilkenny as All-Ireland contenders once again?
Well, I think so, yeah. Look, I suppose I'm just comparing every team to Galway at the minute, and Galway are just so far ahead of the pack. But in terms of Kilkenny have been struggling with injuries that Paul Murphy and Colin Fenley come back from the Army had no hurling done. So in terms of forward play, if they had Walter Welch, TJ Reid, Jerry Aylward getting a bit of hurling into him, Colin Fenley, these are four all-star hurlers in a forward line that could be going very well. And we're not even talking about Richie Hogan, who's been back training and who's in contention, who togged out against Galway, albeit he didn't get a game, but he's in contention to start as well. So in the forward line, I think Kilkenny are very dangerous, but it's probably in the back line. It's probably in the full back line. You know, Parker is playing full back. He's very good at going forward, but he's been found out a small bit, I think, this year with the bigger type players like Liam Rush was on him in Dublin. He struggled a small bit. Conor Cooney, he struggled against Conor Cooney. So really, he's not a full back. And what we're kind of doing in Kilkenny at the minute, I feel, is we're putting Parry Welch out of position into full back, which is a huge position. Killian Buckley, he's at centre back, but he's more of a wing back. He sweeps around, and he's not even physically built for a centre back. He's not big and strong. He's more kind of an elusive kind of player, and very fitness wise, gets around the field. But I think if Brian Cody gets one or two positions right in the back line and gets their forwards going well, and in midfield you have James Maher, who's very underrated, he's going very well as well. So I think if they get to a Leinster final, getting back to Croke Park, you know, get that winning feeling going again, I think they're there or thereabouts, not too far off it.
Before we come on to predictions for this weekend's game, Aidan, I'm going to ask you a question. Would you rather back Kilkenny at 15-2 to win the All-Ireland, so just a shade under 8-1 to win the All-Ireland, or Galway at a skimpy 5-4? If I'm giving you a free score now, would you put on Galway at 5-4 or Kilkenny at 15-2?
Ooh, that is a tricky one. I think I'll go with Kilkenny. I really would. I think
so. There is a bit of value there. If there's people there wanting to have a bet on the All-Ireland, you think Kilkenny might be a little bit of value?
I think there's value there, yeah. Look, you're not going to get much value out of Galway. I think with Kilkenny, I think if they get momentum and if they get the Brian Cody factor behind, and they have that ruthless streak in them, and they have that fear factor of other teams that if Kilkenny are going well, it's very hard to beat. And they are very hard to beat in Croke Park. If they get back to Croke Park, I think it's a better bet than back in Galway.
Okie dokes. Damien Fitzgerald, Kilkenny v Wexford. Who's going to win? Why are they going to win? And by how much?
I think Kilkenny will win. I just think home advantage. I think the few players coming back. Not really sure Wexford are in exact top form at the moment. I think just the things, it's very hard to see Wexford going into Kilkenny and beating Kilkenny. I think Kilkenny will win by probably about four points, a little bit more maybe. I think I'd rather back them to beat the handicap. I think the -4 is probably a decent bet. I'd be on that side of it definitely. I just think they've more than Wexford at the end, and with home advantage and with a few players coming back, like bringing on the likes of Richie Hogan after about 50 minutes would be a massive boost. So I think they'll get over the line.
So the best bet on the coupon for you is Kilkenny -4?
Yeah, there's one. The winning margin as well. Kilkenny by 4-6 points is 4-1. I think that's about what they'll win by. So Kilkenny by 4-6.
Brilliant. Okay, Kilkenny to win by 4, 5, or 6 points at 4-1 for Damien Fitzgerald from our sponsors, Paddy Power. Aidan, Kilkenny, how much are they going to win by?
Yeah, I'd be on the same lines as Damien there. I think it's going to be a 4-6 point win for Kilkenny. Nolan Park is just a fortress for Kilkenny. They do not like any team coming in there and pushing them around the place. And I think there's a bit of second-year syndrome with Wexford as well. I think Davy Fitz did a great job last year, got them going, but it's always talked about Davy, how good he's in the second year. And I think they're just a little bit tired, and they're big names, as we mentioned, Lee Chin, Sean Murphy, Conor McDonald. They're hit and miss. They're not playing well, and they look a little bit leaderless. So I think all them factors, with the Nolan Park, with the two-week layoff, I think Kilkenny are a strong 4-6 points win there.
Lovely, lovely. There we go. Two ringing endorsements for Kilkenny to beat Wexford in the Leinster Hurling Championship. 7 o'clock Saturday evening, Sky Sports. Before we move on to Tipperary v Clare, lads, we want a man of the match prediction and a first goal scorer prediction. These have been going particularly well over the last couple of weeks. Aidan, we come to you first, man of the match and first goal scorer.
Yeah, well, I touched on him earlier on there, James Maher. I think he's very underrated. I think he's coming in underneath the lines. I don't think Wexford will be targeting him. I think Davy Fitz will be setting his team up for the likes of Wally and TJ Reid. So I think James Maher for a man of the match. And I think for first goal, I think Walter Welsh, he has been scoring goals. He got a goal against Galway as well. He's going to be a target man, and he's going to be in full forward. So I go for Walter Welsh for first goal.
Lovely. Walter Walsh, first goal scorer, and James Maher, man of the match. Some prices on those, please, Damien, and your own selections, please.
Walter Walsh is 13-2, first goal scorer. James Maher is 25s for man of the match. I actually have it written down in front of me as well here. James Maher at 25-1 was my pick for man of the match.
I heard your pen scribbling just as Aidan was talking. That's plagiarism, we call that. In the week of the leaving cert, that is plagiarism.
I have the inside line, and he's my second cousin, so...
Oh, there we go. So you actually genuinely do fancy James Maher for man of the match as well?
I do. He had a very good league last year, and then he got a bad injury, but he seems to be coming back to form now and at midfield, and he's able to score from midfield as well. And two Galway midfielders had very good games against Wexford last week, so I think at 25-1 he's a very good chance.
And first goal scorer?
I like Liam Blanchfield at 10-1. He scored a couple of goals already in the league, and I think he is a player that if he gets a chance, he goes for goals. So I think at 10-1 he's a decent bet.
And listeners, you'll never guess what, but written down beside me here, man of the match, Kilkenny v Wexford, James Maher, 25. I know, I'm joking. No, I'll leave that to the two lads. There we go. Two big shouts for James Maher, man of the match, in Kilkenny v Wexford, 25-1 from Paddy Power. That's what we like. We like when our two panellists agree, and James Maher is the man that's going to send Kilkenny into the Leinster final. So that's 7 o'clock, Sky Sports, Saturday. Moving on, 24 hours later, it is Tipperary v Clare in a crunch Munster Hurling Championship encounter. Live on RT2, 2 o'clock, Semple Stadium. Damien Fitzgerald, some prices and handicaps.
Tip to win is 8-13, 9-1 to draw. Clare at 17-10. Tip -2 is evens. Handicap draw 11-1. And Clare +2 is 10-11.
Aidan, where do we even begin to start here? I can't make head nor tail of either team. Will you please shed some light on either the Tipperary team or Clare for me? Because I find the two of them the most unpredictable teams in Ireland.
No, you said it, David. Look, it's so hard to predict these two teams. It's actually so hard to predict this Munster Championship the way it's going. Teams are turning up, teams not turning up. Players are playing poorly, and then you have it's brilliant, and it's like a festival of hurling for Munster every weekend. But it's just our tip going to explode, or our tip going to be just put out of our misery. Like, it's just so hard to call. You know, if they had 30 minutes last weekend and they got a draw of it, they played 30 minutes in the second half against Cork and they got a draw of it. If they get this 30 minutes into a 60-70 minute game, well, then they can blow any team out of the water. But if you're looking at form, Tip, they look lethargic. The passion seems to be gone out of them. They're playing kind of very individual, as in they're waiting for their big guns to kind of start playing hurling. Brendan Maher came into the game. Bonner Maher, Cottle Barrett the last day. They kind of brought a bit of passion to it. They kind of dragged Tip through the conundrums of bringing them to a draw. And it's very individual, though. Jason Ford as well, getting some unbelievable points. As a team, they're not playing well. But what they've changed, for I look at, is they're the spry ball. Before, you see Tip and they can make the ball sing, and it's perfect ball to Seamus Callaghan. But now they're just lumping it long, and it's probably from the back line. The back line is not going well, and they're just hitting it hope. And the Tipperary half-hour line are just not winning it. And they're dependent on super scores of individuals to get them over the line. But that's not going to be good enough for Sunday. If they fall behind, And the 4 week in a row, the way the weather is going, it's going to be so hot down there. You know, it's so hard to call. And then you have Clare on the other hand. Like, they can be brilliant. Clare are rebuilding for the last 5 years, but sure, they can be rebuilding in the next 5 years as well. And if any statement is going to be made from a Clare team, it's going to have to be on Sunday. They have to step up and say, we are our Ireland contenders and we are Clare, because we're sick of this tag of Clare will go so far and yeah, they'll be beaten. And they have a right chance to get catch and tip on Sunday.
Okay, I think I'm even more confused now, I think, Aidan. But we're going to come back to you. We're going to come back to you for your match prediction in a couple of minutes. Damien Fitzgerald, first of all, for listeners out there, I think there's only one bet to do in this game if you do fancy Tipperary, and that's to back them at 8-1 for the All-Ireland instead of backing them at odds-on to win this game, because if they do win this game, surely that 8-1 outright price for the Liam McCarthy will dwindle. Am I right?
Yeah, it'll come in to about, I suppose, about fives. Yeah, I think the thing with Tip is if they do win this weekend, they'll get a bit of a break, which they really need, because they just need to sort out their team and give everyone a break and kind of get the team in the right system again, because at the moment it's just kind of, it changes all the time and they're changing the whole time, even during a game, and it seems like nobody knows exactly what they're doing at any given time. And as Taggy was saying, they're dependent on like individual players, like Brendan Maher brought him back the last day, but you can't keep doing that, and you can't keep doing that against the better teams. Yeah, it's a very, very hard game to call. I don't think anyone can have that strong an opinion on it, to be honest, because you're really trying to see mentally where both teams are as well. Like Clare haven't won games like this for a few years, and there'll be doubt in their mind because of that. Tip, you'd say if it comes down to it in the last few minutes, maybe have that bit more experience, but if they play like they did in the first half the last couple of weeks, it mightn't come down that far. And Clare have a lot of pace as well, which does cause Tip problems in the backs, and Tip backs look like they're going to concede a big score against anyone.
So there's going to be no winner this game, lads. not going to be a draw either. There's just going to be no winner. Come on, we need definite predictions here. Aidan, we're going to come to you first. I know it's very hard to predict, but if you had to, if I put a gun to your head, which I won't, obviously, I'm not condoning violence in any stretch of the imagination, but if I did put a gun to your head, where would you be going?
Yeah, look, I think I've been back and tip the whole time, but I just think that the 4 weeks in a row, it's going to be a warm day. They're not going well as a team. They're very individual. I think their back line is going to let them down. Their full back line is poor. And I think if you're looking at the Shane O'Donnells and the Peter Duggins of Clare, I think they're totally going to target it. So look, keep it short and sweet. I'm going to go for Clare on this one.
You know what's going to happen now, Aidan. You know what's going to happen. Tipperary, yeah. Tipperary win by 16. Damien Fitzgerald, your prediction on Tipperary v Clare, please.
I have no confidence in this at all, but I think Tip will just get over the line. I think just at home, and there was signs last week that like Callanan was coming back to form. I think they're going to concede a big score, but I think they might just be able to get a couple more points than Clare and maybe win by a couple of points, but very low confidence in that.
You would just wonder, Tipperary...
The other thing is on that, it is a do-or-die game for Tipperary. I know Clare will be under pressure to lose it, but it is basically their championship is finished if they lose this game. So backs to the wall, it's not a bad bet either. Like,
so in 35 seconds, you've completely changed your mind there, is that right?
No, I'm still going for Clare, but I can grieve where Damien's coming from.
Yeah, you just wonder, this Tipperary team, did they get a look at maybe Mayo footballers in the last 5 or 6 years and say, God, look at all the publicity they're getting. Every time they seem to be down and out, they seem to be getting great press. So maybe Tipperary hurlers want to become the new Mayo footballers. So,
but what you said, David, like, if they do win this, there's a good chance they're going to end up in an Ireland final.
Oh, absolutely. That's why I think the 8-1, like, instead of lumping on Tipperary to win at 8-13, have a smaller wager on Tipperary to win the All-Ireland, because you could be sitting on a nice price. If they do produce that 70-minute performance that we're all hoping to do, that 8-1 could look huge on Sunday evening. So that would be my advice anyway, but yous are the experts. And before we move on to the other games, just a man of the match and a first goal scorer prediction. Aidan, we'll come to you first.
Yeah, I'm going to go for Tony Kelly for man of the match. I think this game is going to be won and lost around the middle third, so, and he's in flying form. My first goal scorer, I'm going to go for Jason Ford. We've talked about him enough in this podcast. He's a prolific goal scorer. So they're my two bets for the weekend.
Yeah, I like both of them, actually. Certainly, Tony, when he's in full flight, is a joy to behold. Damien, some prices on those, please, in your own predictions.
13-2 on Ford, first goal scorer, and 12-1 on Tony Kelly, man the match. For first goal scorer, I'll go with Callinan at 13-2. Ford is playing out a bit. He was playing centre forward the last night. Callinan is still playing full forward, so I think I'd rather back him. He looks to be coming back slightly to form. He's just kind of playing himself into a bit of form. So 13-2, Callinan would be my pick for first goal scorer. Man the match then, Callinan at nines on the tip side, I think is a decent bet as well. But on the Clare side, Peter Duggan at 16s. He was absolutely brilliant in the quarter final against Tip last year. He was definitely Clare's man to match that day. And if he comes up with a performance like that and Clare do get over the line, I think he'll win man to match here. So 16-1 Peter Duggan for man to match.
Lovely, lovely stuff. We like those double figure prices, Peter Duggan for man to match, 16-1. Okay, so we are blessed with a whole load of hurling action this weekend. And at 7 o'clock on Saturday evening, it is Galway v Dublin. 1-6 Galway, 9-2 Dublin, 7-point handicap, 10-11 Galway. Evens, Dublin. 7 points, Aidan. Could Dublin keep it in that 7-point handicap?
I think they can. I think Dublin... Galway always struggled against Dublin. I know it's kind of a damn squid and Dublin are basically out of it anyway. Galway are through to a Leinster final. So I suppose there's a lot of aspects to it here. Are Galway going to play their strongest team? Mentally, are they going to be really prepared for it? Galway or Dublin are coming up to Salt Hill as well, which is a very hard place to get a result. Are Dublin just going to go through the motions? I doubt it. I'd say Pat Gilroy are going to really have these guys going. And I think physically, Dublin can really match Galway. You know, you have Chris Cummy there, very physical, Sean Moore, Shane Bennett in half-back, and Keane O'Callaghan. These are all real strong men. And up front, you have Conan Keeney and Liam Rush. So, look, it's all or nothing for Dublin. It's kind of to go out in the championship. And they've been so close, to be fair. Like, they should have beat Kilkenny. They were a little bit tired against Wexford. They beat Offaly comprehensively. So they were so close, but yet so far. So I think Pat Gilroy will tell him, look, just throw everything at it and have a good right crack off Galway. But I don't think it's going to be that too. I think they'll have a right crack off Galway.
Yeah, I agree, Aidan. I think Dublin plus 7 at evens might be a bet here. Do you agree, Damien?
Yeah, I agree too. I think Dublin plus 7. Like, I think Dublin are really going to look to go to the championship with a bang, like, and put in a big performance to kind of set them up for next year. I think Galway as well. I think Galway might make a few changes as well, just give some of their panel players a bit of game time as well. So I wouldn't be surprised if Galway played a slightly weakened team as well, which would probably help Dublin a bit too.
Yes, we like that. 3 votes for Dublin plus 7 at even money with Paddy Power. And the final hurling action this weekend sees Limerick face a Waterford side who we had in the grave last weekend. They were dead and buried, but somebody started knocking at the coffin. And it was, I suppose, for Waterford, like, how are they going to be coming into this game? Like, I know it was a human error from an umpire, but surely you'd be saying, only for that bizarre decision for the umpire toward that goal, that Waterford would still be in with a great chance in this Munster Championship, Aidan.
Yeah, look, I suppose I have to hold my hand up first. I had Waterford totally written off with all their injuries, and fair play to them. Obviously, they're young guns. And I suppose I was looking at it. This is the under-21 team of years ago, which absolutely hammered every other under-21 team in the country. So these lads are mad for action, and they're mad to get their names on the sheet as well. So I suppose that's where that performance came from. But so unlucky. Look, it's been talked about all week about the umpire's decision, and look, it's done and dusted. And fair play to Derek McGrath, he just wants to get onto it. And I suppose that's the way they have to look at it. It's done and dusted, there's no point in complaining about it. They're out against Limerick now this weekend. It's a do-or-die match for them. They have to win it as well. Well, they do and they don't. They have another match, I suppose, Saturday week. But the way that I look at it is they're going to be coming up in 3-4 weeks in a row against a very hard last game as well. So they need a result there, but it's very hard to call. I think Limerick myself are probably in a better position because I think the last game it probably galvanised them. They had Declan Hallam went off early and Gillan got sent off and they still managed to get a draw. And they really physically kind of came together as a team. Mulcahy was throwing himself around the place. They really, really went at Cork. And I think the last half an hour is going to stand to Limerick, and I'd shade it for Limerick over Waterford.
Okay, so at the price at the moment, 8-15 Limerick, 9-1 the draw, 2-1 Waterford. The handicap spread at the moment is Limerick minus 2, 10-11. Handicap draw, 11-1. And Waterford plus 2, even money. Damien Fitzgerald, which side are you on here?
I'd be fairly strong on the Limerick side this week. I think that was very, very impressive performance from against Cork last week. It was probably the performance of the championship if you take out Galway. Waterford, obviously they were very unlucky with the goal, but if you're 11 points up against 14 men, you have to win the game. I thought when tips started coming back at them, there was a bit of panic stations with Waterford as well. A lot of younger players, so I think Limerick at home, I think Limerick will win this easily enough, the minus 2, and I wouldn't put anyone back in minus 4 or 5 as well. I think Limerick will win this easily enough.
This sounds like one of your most confident selections this weekend, Damien.
Yeah, I'd be fairly confident in this. I think Limerick are going to win this game.
Is this one of these games where the Fitzgerald wallet is out and there's going to be a few 50s taken out and Limerick are going to be back minus 2, minus 3, minus 4, minus 5, minus 6?
Actually, we'll see. Yeah, we'll see how Saturday goes and what I've left for Sunday.
hopefully plenty. So now it's time for the best bets of the weekend.
Paddy, I'm going to throw my 2 pence worth into the hat here, and I'm hoping you're going to agree with me. I think that Mayo are absolute certainties, and that the 2-point handicap could be obliterated.
Of course, that was last year's All-Ireland quarter-final replay when Mayo did, in fact, obliterate Roscommon. So that was a good selection for me. Your best bet of the weekend, Aidan?
Yeah, I'm going to go for a double this time. I'm not going to be as outrageous as I was last weekend, but I'm going to go with Waterford to be leading at half-time against Limerick, but obviously Limerick to win it. And I think there's going to be a more than 51.5 points scored in that match. I think it's going to be a very high-scoring game. Both sets of forwards are very good.
You're getting very adventurous, Fogarty. Very adventurous. Yeah. We like this. Okay, so the double result, Waterford-Limerick, double result is 9-2. And what was your second selection?
Waterford half-time, Limerick to win, and more than 51.5 points in the game in total. 51.5 points.
In that game?
In that game as well, yeah.
Can we do that, Damien? Is that a related bet?
We'll put it up as a special. We can put it up at 8-1.
Brilliant. 8-1 double, fresh from his just over 6-1 treble last weekend. Aidan Fogarty has got an 8-1 double, which I'm sure is going to be very, very popular with Paddy Power punters. Damien Fitzgerald, your best bet of the weekend. And don't forget, your colleague Paddy O'Hearn did get his bet up last weekend when he tipped Limerick plus 2. So the pressure is on in Power Tower.
A bit of pressure on. So if he picked Limerick, I'm going to pick Limerick as well. So Limerick minus 2 at 10-11.
Yeah, and I'm going to echo that bet. I think Limerick are just in a different league to Waterford. At the moment, in 2018, I'm going to tip Limerick minus 2 as well. So that's it for our hurling focus this weekend. My thanks to Aidan Taggy Fogarty for his contribution. Damien Fitzgerald from our sponsors, Paddy Power, he's going to be joining us in part 2, where we will dissect the football qualifiers and all the football action with former Meath attacker, Joe Sheridan.
Success ain't earned, it's bought. That's why at Paddy Power, we paid the big bucks for the best tech nerds in the world to develop our new, fastest ever app. Download the new app from the App Store or Play Store now. 18+, begambleaware.org.
Welcome back to the GAA Postcast with me, David Jennings. And in part 2 now, we are joined by former Mead attacker Joe Sheridan. And once again, we are joined by Damien Fitzgerald from our sponsors, Paddy Power. And of course, Joe Sheridan, well, he's going to have a big insight into the match live on Sky Sports, 5 o'clock on Saturday. Park Tolchin in Navan as Meath welcome Tyrone in the standout clash in the first round of the All-Ireland football qualifiers. Damien Fitzgerald, some prices and handicaps, please.
Yeah, we're 10-3 on Meath, 8-1 to draw and 1-3 Tyrone. Meath plus 3 is 6-5, handicap draw 9-1 and Tyrone minus 3 is 5-6.
Okay, Joe Sheridan, I've got 3 questions for you. Number 1, how good is this Meath team? Number 2, how good is this Tyrone team? And number 3, what type of match have we in store in Park Tolchin on Saturday evening?
Yeah, well, obviously, being involved with the lads last year and beginning of the year as well, there's a lot of good quality involved in the Meath team, especially the likes of Don Lennon, Killian O'Sullivan, Brian Menton, Don Kilgan. You know, them lads have pushed behind most squads across the country. I think, obviously, after the Longford game, the lads are going to be struggling with a bit of confidence going into this game. I know, obviously, dealing with Andy, he'll have the lads well, fairly tuned in and a lot of work done. And I hope they can put in a big performance. A big thing for the Meath team is the fact that it's going to be in Navan. You know, it does help, especially the qualifiers and Tyrone. You know, I don't think they're going to worry too much about it. You know, I expect the Meath lads to really put up a good fight. You know, it was disappointing. The whole county was pretty sort of pretty downbeat after that game and asking questions, and rightly so. You know, the lads will know themselves and hope they can pick themselves up, and they've had a couple of good weeks of training from that game, and they can try and move on and take a scalp with Tyrone, because they're three to one underdogs here, and Tyrone, like, after, like, I was tipping big things for this Tyrone team, and you can probably see why it hasn't come about. A lot of injuries, you know, obviously with Peter Hart, he's a massive leader that they have, as you know, his injuries, and you look at obviously for Lee Brennan and Mark Bradley are out for this game as well. So that, I think Colin Kavanagh has been carrying an injury. Even Tiernan McCann has been, they're probably not 100% fit, but they have to play to obviously try and progress for the Tyrone team. So Tyrone, if they had everyone fit, you know, I think would be, I think the value for the 3-1 on in this game, but I think it's a bit tighter, especially Nav and the injuries that Tyrone have. The pressure is also on Mickey Hart, I think, after getting the, I think it's his last year, and he looked for the extension. So that he, especially inside Tyrone, they will be putting pressure on him if they don't get a result here in Nav on Saturday. So it's going to be a tight game. I think it's going to be a point or two either way. I'd love to see Meath be able to drive on, especially at home, because the Meath supporters are mad for just the team to drive on, and they'll be there to support, and there'll be a massive crowd in Navan, and hopefully it'll be obviously a good day as well. Tyrone supporters will travel, so I expect a great atmosphere in Navan, and hopefully Meath can come out on the right side.
Now, if anybody was listening in intently there and listening to Joe Sheridan, they would have heard you say home and Navan, possibly 6, maybe 7, even 8 times. Joe Sheridan mentioned how important it is that this game is in Navan. And Damien Fitzgerald, I'm going to put this to you, and don't you dare change this price now. Don't you dare. This has to be held until the paper, the Racing Post, comes out on Saturday. Okay? As we know, Meath might be in decline, okay? But they have scored 14 points or more in all of their league and championship outings at Park Tailteann since the start of 2017. They have averaged 19.55 points per game at home since the start of 2017. 19.55 points is what they've averaged in league and championship in Navan since the start of 2017. And even when an ultra-defensive Donegal team came to Navan, they got 114, which is obviously 17 points. And the other side of that, Tyrone, they averaged 21.2 points in last year's All-Ireland series, and they were the second top scorers in Division 1 behind Dublin, the joint second top scorers, averaging 16.3 points per game. And given all the negative publicity that this Meath team has got about the way they've been playing and packing their defence, I think they're going to be more adventurous. Similar with Tyrone, I think because it's the last chance saloon, there might just be a little bit more invention up front, and therefore over 32.5 points at 5-6 with Paddy Power is the bet of the weekend. Am I wrong, Damien?
Yeah, I can see where you're coming from. The one doubt I'd have about that bet is Tyrone are missing a lot of forwards. Like as Joe was saying, they're missing Mark Bradley, they're missing Lee Brennan, they're missing Peter Hart, and that's a lot of scoring power to take out of their team. So I think Tyrone might try and play this very, very tight and just try and kind of grind it out with when they're missing that many forwards. So, yeah, I can see where you're coming from, definitely, and you've got the stats on your side, but I just think this game might end up very tight just because of the way Tyrone are coming into it, and they're down on forwards, so I think they might try and make it a very tight game.
And what way do you see it going, Damien?
I think it'll be close. I don't think Meath will win, but I think they'll keep it close enough, and I don't see Tyrone beating the handicap, really. I'd rather be on the Mead side, the handicap, I think. I think Tyrone might just get out of it by a point or two at the end of the day, but yeah, I think it'll be a very tight game. I think it'll be low scoring enough. ish as well, again, going against you, actually. The bet I probably like is no goal scorer at 5-1. I don't think there's much goal threat in this Tyrone team when you take out those players. And Tyrone never concede that many goals. So I think no goal scorer at 5-1 is probably the bet I like most.
So basically, Damien, what you're saying is there, great work, David. You know, you've got some lovely little stats and you made a very valid argument, but you're talking pure and utter bullshit. That is exactly what Damien Fitzgerald told you there. He thinks it's going to be low scoring. He thinks there won't be 33 points or more, and he thinks there won't be any goals. So I am fully taking on Damien Fitzgerald from Paddy Power. Joe Sheridan, tell me I'm right. Is this going to be a free-flowing, high-scoring, enjoyable attacking encounter in Navan?
I'm not too sure, because the pressure and what's in stake for both teams, you know, even for Andy, a lot of pressure on him, I'd imagine, coming into the game after the last game against Longford. I think it will be tight. I think there will be quite a lot of scoring in the game. I think Donal Lenehan is very, very good, especially in Navan, and if he gets a bit of space, I fancy him at 15-2 to score the first goal. You know, you've Killian O'Sullivan has incredible pace, Graham Riley. I think there will be a couple of goals in the game. Meath's defence this year, it's been leaky enough. So I can't really see it. There'd be no goal score, unfortunately, Damon. That's the way I'm looking at it. And what I like is the Meath plus 3 at 6-5. I'm hoping they don't need the handicap to win the game, but just to cover myself, I'm looking at Meath plus 3.
Okay, and you've tipped Don Lennon for first goal scorer there. Have you got a man of the match prediction as well, Joe?
Well, you look like Colin Kavanagh midfield, if he's a good game. Himself and Brian Fenton might cancel each other out. Like Graham Riley will always show it well in Navan as well. He tends to sort of try and carry the team on his back as well, and himself and Killian O'Sullivan up front will be like Donald Keoghan, but you're probably looking at more of a forward play, the likes of Graham Riley, but on sort of Matty Donnelly for Tyrone. You know, these are the players that will stand up in tight games and make the big plays, and they're the lads you got to look at. So I'd probably go with Graham Riley. I'm not too sure what price he is at this stage for
Graham Riley is 12-1 for man of the match, Joe.
Yeah, big price.
Big price. Okay, so it's Graham Riley for man of the match for Joe Sheridan. And this is my weekly man of the match tip. Obviously, I will be going for Niall Sludden at 9-1 with Paddy Power to be man of the match. I just think the way he plays, similar type of mould to Graham Riley, could hurt this Meath defence. Damien Fitzgerald, your first goal scorer and man of the match prediction in Meath v Tyrone.
I fancied no goal scorer. If I was picking someone for first goal, I probably got Cathal McShane at 12s. I think with the way Tyrone are missing players, he'll probably be pushed into the full forward line. And I think he does have a decent goal scoring record at like underage and college games. So I think 12-1 Cathal McShane, first goal scorer. And I think McShane as well, he's also 12s for man of the match, and I think there's worse bets. I think he's a player who could stand out in a game like this, and with the players that are missing, I think he'll have a bit more responsibility on his shoulders, and yeah, I think he could have a big game.
Okay, so a big shout out for Cathal McShane there from Damien Fitzgerald from our sponsors Paddy Power. And if you weren't listening about 3 minutes ago, don't forget, over 32.5 total points in Meath v Tyrone, 5-6 with Paddy Power. That is a cracking bet. And Damien, given that you don't fancy it, given that you're a Paddy Power trader on GAA, surely that price will hold till kickoff. Can you promise me that?
It'll hold till about 1 or 2 tomorrow anyway. We'll see at that stage, but yeah.
There we go. Okay, so there you go. You have time to get on tomorrow morning. Over 32.5 points in Meath v Tyrone. Moving on to Sunday and the match that Meath should have been playing in. It is, of course, the Leinster semi-final. It is All-Ireland champions Dublin against Longford. Oh, holy God. Damien Fitzgerald, I don't know if you'll give me prices, but give me some handicaps, please.
Yeah, the prices, match prices, obviously are 1-200 Dublin, 66 is the draw, and 33 is for Longford. The handicap, I suppose, is where the interest is. Dublin minus 18, 10-11, 14-1 the handicap draw, and Longford plus 18 at evens.
And before we come on to our own thoughts in this game, will any big punter back the 1-200?
Yeah, we might see some big bets on it. Yeah, like, It's probably like if this game was played 200 times, would Longford win once? I'm not sure they would, to be honest. So
no, this is what I'm saying. Like this is one of these. This is one of these ridiculously sharp prices that people say there's no such thing as a certainty in life. But this is a certainty. So 1 to 200. Could you take, but realistically speaking, like I'm sure you're not going to take a 200 grand bet, are you?
I wouldn't think so. No. Probably not. Like we'll see what people come up with. Sometimes you take big games, some big bets on these kind of things, and sometimes you don't. Depends what the customers are around, really.
Now, Joe Sheridan, I'm surprised that this handicap is not bigger, given that it's in Croke Park, given the way Dublin basically treated the Wicklow game as life or death, and practically, you know, had the game over within 10 minutes. The game is now in Croke Park, the big open spaces. I think Dublin beat that 18-point handicap.
Yeah, and I was actually looking at the prices, and I was looking along for, and then I realised it was acting Croke Park, and I just scraped it off, and I was like, no. I said, this could be scary. It's Croke Park, Dublin, they're a different animal. They travel around the country for a couple of games every year, and they enjoy it, you know. It's just it's a bit of a, you know, a nice, easy way to ease into the championship, and they nearly like going out for one game, but when they go back into Croke Park, they're just absolutely just game face on, and it's business as usual. And I can see the handicap being beaten, to be fair. Dublin, like, it's great to see Longford in it. It's the semi-final, and even on the other side, Carlow and Laois, and it's fantastic, and it's going to be a great day out for the Longford lads, and they do have some good players. Obviously, like to Mickey Quinn and Robbie Smith, James McGivney. Like, these lads are good players, but you know they're not going to be able to compete. But for the full 70 minutes, you know, Dublin played for 70-75 minutes. You know, the teams that are probably chasing will maybe hold out to maybe 55 minutes and keep it tight. But then Dublin just run away. They go banging 3 or 4 goals, and you know what I'm looking at is probably, I don't know if I think Longford could hold them out. Quite a bit of time, but you know they'll just keep popping over points. Dublin have some great long range point shooters, and I can't see over 4 goals. So I'd be looking at maybe under 3.5 goals, because Dublin would just be popping them over. You know, probably not going to overexert themselves too much, but they could still kick 21 or 2 or 3 points. And I'd see under 3.5 goals at 21 to 20, maybe a good bet for the, because there's no value in. Probably the handicap betting that for Sunday.
Damien, your best bet on this Leinster semi-final?
I'd be a bit more on the Longford side than you would now. Like, if anyone to me, lads, should know that Longford aren't that bad. And like, I think they've got some very good players. Now, I think the one thing that Longford will do is I think they'll put up a score. I think they'll get to like 14 or 15 points. And that forces Dublin, if they're going to beat the handicap, to go up to 32, 33, which they're very capable of doing. But I think they'd need like 3 or 4 goals to do that. So if I was on the handicap side, I'd probably back Longford plus 18. And Longford are 5-6 to score a goal, and I think that's a decent bet. Like, they do have good inside forwards, like Robbie Smith, two McGivneys. They're good forwards. I think Longford score a goal, and they're 5-6 to do that. I think that's a decent bet.
Oh, Longford to score a goal, 5-6 with Paddy Power. And Damien, I suppose with a game like this, there's going to be people experimenting with different markets. And I suppose that's what makes it enjoyable for GAA punting, is that, like, on this this game alone, how many markets are you likely to have?
We'll probably have up about 70 or 80. We'll be getting up our like player points and stuff later in the week when we get the teams named, so that we'll add a lot of extra markets to that, and we'll have like alternate winning margins if people want Dublin to win by 15 to 20, 25 plus, stuff like that. So we'll have stuff like that up on site later in the week. Obviously it'll be a good bit of interest too in the goal scorer markets and the man the match on the Dublin side anyway.
Before we get on to your selections for those markets, man of the match, and first goal scorer, Dublin v Wicklow, All-Ireland quarterfinal. Those readers who buy the Racing Post every Saturday and Sunday to read my views on the GAA Championship would have seen that in that game I tipped Wicklow plus 23, and they finished with a 23-point win for Dublin. A point 4 minutes into stoppage time got them to win by 23. And I also tipped Dean Rock to score over 7.5 points in the match. And I think, Damien, he had got 1-2 in the opening 10 minutes. Would that be right?
Yeah.
And I was working tirelessly in the curra and went in to check the final score. And I seen Dean Rock didn't even add to his total. He was taken off at half time. How infuriating are those player markets when stuff like that happens?
Yeah, you're always taking the risk.
Yeah, unbelievable. So that's why I urge punters to err on the side of caution sometimes in the player markets for points, because things like that can happen when they're one-sided. Dean Rock getting taken off at halftime. Joe Sheridan, your tip for man of the match and first goal scorer, please.
I'd be looking at Niall Scully, I think. Is he maybe 10 or 12 to 1 for first goal scorer? You know, he's playing quite well, and you know, he's lightning pace, so he could get in behind the Longford defence, especially with the open space in Cole Park. The man of the match, I'm looking at Brian Fenton, just so consistent. You know, we'll probably have the run in midfield, and I can't see anyone on the Longford team being able to get near him. And, you know, he's just getting better and better every year he plays. And when he gets to Cole Park, like, he still hasn't lost the game, has he, in Championship football? And it's just scary the way things are going for him. And he's very level-headed, and I can see him starting to progress again on Sunday against Longford. And that's who I'd be tipping. I'm not too sure what he is for man of the match. What is it?
It's 10-1 Brian Fenton for man of the match, and 12-1 Niall Scully for first goal scorer.
Yeah.
Lovely. That's two fine. Double-figure prices for Joe Sheridan. I'm going to go for Paul Mannion, man of the match. I think this is the type of game that the left footer excels in. He's 10-1 for man of the match, so he would be my selection. Damien Fitzgerald, your selection for first goal scorer and man of the match?
I'm kind of like a broken record with this all year, but I think Kieran Kilkenny, he scored 1-7 from play the last day against Wicklow. He's just in unbelievable form at the moment. He is the favourite, and he does look a short enough price at 11-2, but the form he's in at the moment, I think man the match 11-2, and he's 7-1 for first goal, and I think they're both decent bets. They might look sharp, but with the form he's in at the moment, I think he's got a great chance.
You'll be tipping Kieran Kilkenny to win the Irish Derby next, Damien. Tipped him for Everton. So it's Kieran Kilkenny, his biggest fan, Damien Fitzgerald, has tipped him for first goal scorer and man of the match. Now, lads, we've got a whole heap of action over the weekend. We can't go through all the games, but first of all, the qualifiers. We've got Wexford v Waterford, Derry v Kildare, Limerick v Mayo, Offaly v Antrim, Wicklow v Cavan, and Westmead v Armagh. Joe, we're going to come to you first. Obviously, we don't want selections in all of these, but who would your choices be? What's your strongest fancy in all those games?
Well, the way Mayo were the last day, you know, Limerick could give it a chance, and I know you could. After your big shout that Mayo are going to go and win the All-Ireland again, you know.
That was Tyrone. That was Tyrone, Joe.
Oh, Tyrone, sorry.
Worse
Tyrone
again.
Mayo maybe then, sorry.
Worse
sorry.
Again, yeah.
I do like Blair against Derry. I think they just didn't perform the last day against Laois, and I can see them coming out. Sorry, against Carlow. And I can see them coming. I think they're minus one at 11-10, and I think they could probably go off and beat Derry by maybe 4 or 5 points. Cavan, my Cavan, I think, can have a good win against Wicklow, and after that, you know, Westmead Armagh could be tight. Can't see really Armagh kicking on after the bad beat the last day, so I could say maybe Westmead sneaking a win, especially a home game against Armagh, so they'd be the ones I can see sticking out for me.
Okay, so we've got a few outside fancies there. 11-4 available in the place, Westmead to beat Armagh, and guess what, Joe? We're going to agree. I actually do think Kildare -1 at 11-10 with Paddy Power. I think that could be a good price in Derry. Damien Fitzgerald, now you're a bit of a genius on these qualifiers. Anybody that tuned in last year, you have got these qualifiers by the bollocks, haven't you?
Well, we'll see now. That's a big build-up. Anyway, the three I would like... I think Derry-Kildare, I think there's always a draw in the first round of the qualifiers, and that looks like a draw to me. I just think
that's
it'll be very tight.
Now. That means you have no opinion if you're tipping a draw.
I'd go through the other one. I don't have a very strong opinion.
I hope it gets better.
Yeah, the other ones I'd fancy. I like Cavan -8 against Wicklow. I think Wicklow are very poor. They got a win over a poor Offaly team, which maybe has people rating them a bit higher than they should. I think Cavan will just, I think they'll just overpower them, and I think they could win that game very well. And last one, going against you again, just from what I'm hearing, things seem to go on badly in Westmeath. Armagh -3. I know it's away, and I don't generally like backing the away teams in qualifiers, but I think Westmeath are just going very poorly, and like Armagh bet them very well in the league, and I think they might beat them well again.
And I don't know if your source is the same as my source at Westmeath, but I'm hearing that they're going shocking. And Colin Kelly certainly has his work cut out, but I'm hearing that it could be ultra defensive. And with that in mind, if Westmeath do go ultra defensive like they've done in the Leinster Championship on a couple of occasions in the last couple of years, we've seen a desperate match against Dublin a couple of years ago, under 34.5 points in Westmeath v Armagh at 5-6 with Paddy Power. I think that looks a great bet. But surely the greatest bet ever is over 2.5 goals in Wicklow v Cavan at 6-4 with Paddy Power. I looked at that price and I scratched my head and I said, how could this possibly be right? Is this correct, Damien?
Yeah, Cavan don't score an awful lot of goals now, would be one thing.
No, they didn't get many in the league final, did they? What did they... Was it four? Four they got.
I think you can cancel that game now. But yeah, 6-4, just look at it. It does look a little bit big. So,
Whoa. No, I want another promise. I want that price to hold till 1 o'clock tomorrow.
Okay, that price will hold till 1 o'clock tomorrow. It probably won't hold a long time after that, though, to be honest.
6-4, over 2.5 goals in Wicklow v Cavan. Get on now. So there you go. There's our qualifier tips for Saturday. Moving on to Sunday, and it is Carlow v Laois and Donegal v Down in the provincial semi-finals. Damien, we come to you first. Donegal v Down, interesting enough game in that... I'm not utterly convinced by this Donegal team, as so many seem to be.
Yeah, I think there's kind of two ways of looking at this game. And yeah, I think you can kind of make an argument on either side. I think the thing is, if Donegal go up by a few points early, I think they'll beat the handicap and they could win the game very easily. But if Down keep the game tight, which they showed last year against likes Monaghan, that they're well able to do, they have a chance. Like it's a young Donegal team in a lot of ways, and if Down turn it into kind of a battle, I think the 7-2, I think you're taking a chance at the 7-2, and Donegal could win, but I wouldn't put anyone off the 7-2. I think Down in 7-2 would tempt me, all right.
Okay, so that's interesting, because I'm thinking that there's a bit of value in that 7-2 as well, and now I'm just delighted that the expert from Paddy Power has tipped it as well. Joe, is this going to be plain sailing for Donegal?
Yeah, I think so. I'm going to go against you here on this. And you know, I know Down had done well last year, but I just... They're very up and down. They're very inconsistent. And I think Donegal...
Excuse the pun.
Yeah, exactly. you know, Donegal, I think, probably got to pick up the hole after the last game. And they were probably expecting a lot of big things. And I think they'll put on a good show. And they can sort of be very sort of professional when it comes to these types of games. And I can see them probably winning by maybe 4 or 5 points on Sunday.
Okay, so Donegal -4 maybe for Joe Sheridan there, a 10-11 with Paddy Power. And I suppose the novel semi-final pairing in Leinster, Carlow v Laois. Damien Fitzgerald, what way do you see this one going?
At the prices, we put this up originally at like 5-6 Laois, and we've only seen money for Laois. They're into 8-13 now and 7-4 Carlow. I think Carlow at 7-4 are a bit big. Like, I know people will look at the league final that the two played, and Laois won that game easily enough, but it was a game where Carlow, actually on balance of the play, had a lot of the ball. They drove some awful wides, and I don't think they can play that badly again. So I think at 7-4, I'd be more interested in the Carlow side of that.
I just think the two games with Laois and Carlow, I just get the impression Laois have Carlow's system figured out. I think it was a bit of a surprise to Kildare just how defensively they set up, and Kildare found it very hard to break them down. But Laois are far more familiar with this Carlow system, and that's why I'd imagine you're seeing so much money for Laois. I thought Laois -2 at 6-5, given that they have such a good recent record against them, could be the way to go here. Joe, what do you like?
Yeah, it's very tight. You know, I think Laois probably have the better players. I think Carlow have a great run. It's great to see them there, and these sort of the so-called smaller teams getting this into semi-finals. It just shows the work they've done over the last couple of years, and I think the games they've won, the confidence is building in the team and the players. And you know, as we spoke about before with Brendan Murphy gone, we all thought that it just disappeared, but I think it's a very, very tight call, but I can see Carlo just maybe nipping it. And I'd love to see it. It'd be great to see Carlo in the Leinster final. I know it's going to be against Dublin and it could be a hockey, but it'd be great for them and it'd be a massive step forward from last year again.
It certainly would. It'd be very, very interesting indeed to see Carlo against Dublin in a Leinster final. And not to forget Damien's bet of the weekend. We have to come to Ruislip on Sunday, where London face Loud. And we were talking off air here, Damien, and you've got a strong selection in this one.
Yeah, it's like obviously Loud are not going well in their poor team. But if you look at it, London got bet by 10 points by Sligo. And Sligo last week against Galway didn't frank that form in any way. So I think like you are taking a bit of a chance. But I think Loud at 8 to 11, I just think the price is way too big. I think Loud should be able to beat London. If they can't beat London, they're going really, really badly. I think Loud will win that match. And I think the price is big.
To echo many Loud supporters, if they can't beat London, they may throw their hat at it. 8 to 11, Loud to beat London for Damien Fitzgerald. So lads, all that's left to do now is reveal our best football bets of the weekend. And Joe, we're going to come to you here first. Your best bet of the weekend on the GAA coupon?
Yeah, they haven't gone too well the last couple of weeks. But
we might have first-time listeners.
We've got Kildare minus 1 at 11 to 10. I think it's a very solid bet, and that's my best bet for the weekend.
Okay, Kildare minus 1, 11 to 10 with Paddy Power against Derry for Joe Sheridan. Damien Fitzgerald?
I was just talking about Loud minus 1 at evens.
Loud minus 1 at evens for Damien Fitzgerald, and I'm going to do a double, which I think is hopefully a nailed on Dublin. Over 2.5 goals in Wicklow v Cavan at 6-4 into over 32.5 points in Meath v Tyrone at 5-6. So a nice little double there, paying roughly around 9-2. So there you go, folks. That's it for this weekend's GAA postcast. My thanks to Aidan Taggy Fogarty, who joined us in part one for the hurling, Joe Sheridan, who joined us in part two for the football, and Damien Fitzgerald, who is with us the whole way through. I've been David Jennings from the Racing Post. Thanks for listening.
Check out Paddy's Rewards Club. Simply place 5 bets of £10 or more across any sport in a week, and you'll get a free £10 bet then next week. T&Cs apply. 18+. BGambleAware.org.